send me your location. Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through.
The time and place is right now here on Tiara Tuesdays. Welcome back to another episode of Tiara Tuesdays. It's your girl, your favorite host and scholar, and I'm so happy to welcome you back to another segment listening with me today. This season's really going up. It's been really fun recording this season. So much progression from the last one. So much more guests. I know a lot of people wanted to be on this episode that I'm doing right now, actually. But it's just been really busy writing this book, owning my own business, and keeping up with these podcasts week after week. So I will get to you guys. We will have some more guests very soon. Just stay tuned for that and be patient with me, especially if you're waiting to be on the show again or, you know, for the first time ever. Today on TR Tuesdays, I want to discuss toxic relationships versus nourishing relationships, nourishing relationships like affirmative relationships, relationships that help us grow, toxic relationships, relationships that hinder us from progressing into our true selves. But before we talk about that, of course, I'm going to talk about feedback. So the week before last, I had my sister guest star on a segment I called Permanent Effects of Childhood Trauma. And we were very candid in that conversation. Boy, did it open the door on the discussion to parenting. I got a lot of comments about this episode. I probably won't get to all of them today. But there were some that raised a lot of good questions. So I do want to share them and discuss them with you here today. Our first listener responds that they are loving my music choices. Thank you. I keep hearing that. I feel like I heard that last week too, and I appreciate that. I do take the time to pick out good music for you guys, and I feel like I'm very diverse in my music choices, so I'm glad you guys like that. All right. Regarding our conversation that Lanisha and I had, permanent effects of childhood trauma, a listener responds, choosing a man over your kids affects boys as well as girls. Okay, so you definitely right, listener. So sorry if you felt like I excluded boys. I just speak from my own personal experience. And as a little girl, that was my experience with my mom choosing her boyfriends over me. And I'm sure it definitely affects boys in the same manner or maybe a little bit differently. But as a little girl who didn't have her father in her life already, and then to have my mom choose this man over me, you know, it really led me into a dark place as a child. So I just wanted to illustrate that point. And for girls, you know, when you don't have a father, and I mean, I feel like I didn't have a father or a mother, honestly. When you don't have a father, though, in particular, fathers are very important in the development of girls, because if you don't have a father, then you turn to other men for comfort and for support, right? So you don't want your daughter relying on her boyfriends to be her lover and her father, because then they can take that, you know, they can take that for granted and start beating the girl. It can lead to a lot of domestic abuse issues. I feel like also I feel like little girls that don't have dads or grow up without dads, they have a very promiscuous life. Not always. But I know a lot of girls that grew up without fathers, and they either were prostitutes, strippers, Backpage when that was popular, you know, some sort of escorting service. So again, I feel like having a man in the child's, in the little girl's life affects her much differently than the boy. And I know that that wasn't your comment, listener, that you were more focused on the fact that you felt like I excluded boys and the fact that having the mom choose the boyfriend over the boy can affect him too. And I agree. And I think in that respect, listener, that it may cause the son, if you have a son and you're choosing your boyfriend over your son may want to, he may have resentment towards you as a mother, you know, because you didn't prioritize him, you know, and then he may have some mommy issues as well. So we really have to look at parents' long-term effects of our decision, who we bring around our kids, if we're dating. I mean, we got to make sure, like, these people are really here to stick around. Either gender, you don't want to have, you know, men coming in and out of your children's life. And that's what my mom frequently subjected us to. Moving forward, I had another parent say, Tiara, you said something about parents being offended if someone was parenting their children better than them. Yes, guys, I definitely, I feel like resentment can arise in this case. I feel like, I definitely said this. This parent continues her comment with, some parents may have insecurities about their style of parenting as compared to other parents. A lot of the times, it's just because parents are mad and bitter with themselves or that they're being out-parented. There may be some financial reasons also for insufficient parenting. Ooh, I like that. I like that, listener, for so many reasons. Ooh, okay, so as you guys know, I have my bun still baking in the oven. So the thing with being out-parented is I brought that up because I feel like my mom would just subject us to her shitty style of parenting when, in fact, there were other people like my aunts that could have raised us better because she didn't want to be out-parented. And I never thought that my mom was mad or bitter with herself about being a shitty parent. But I just feel like, I mean, you know, if you are not a good parent, you can become a good parent. Like, it's not too late. If you want to have a good relationship with your child, you can have a good relationship with your child. I think that as a person who has taken multiple child development classes in psychology and adolescence in psychology, that the parent-daughter or parent-son, parent-child dynamic, it's a very trying one, you know? And ultimately, we want to find the same interest that our kids have, you know? We don't want to be out-parented, you know? So maybe you're a parent, like this listener says, who suffers from some sort of financial difficulty, you know? As a parent, you know, it's free to take your kid to the park, to do a picnic, you know? I mean, I don't know if they already own a skateboard or a bike. You guys can go bicycle riding. You know, ice cream is very inexpensive. Try baking a new recipe. My sister used to bake, I mean, it's not my parent though, but she damn near was. My sister used to bake Rice Krispie treats with me, like from scratch, from the Rice Krispie cereal. I mean, I feel like there's all kind of things that you can do to try to become a better parent and establish a better bond, as I love to say, with your child. And oftentimes it's not that simple. It's really good if you have other people around you that can support the parent-child relationship that you're trying to have, you know? But ultimately, it's up to the parents to have a better parent and child dynamic. I mean, there's so many books out there. Google is at our fingertips, I constantly tell you guys. So there are ways for us to figure out how we can do better as parents, you know? We just got to try. All right, let's listen to a few, I'm going to read a couple more responses, and I'm reading from my Instagram comments, guys. Okay, lastly, let's discuss this comment. I like this. Listener says, every child needs different types of parenting. She says she parents each of her children differently because they need different levels of attention. I like that. Every child needs different types of parenting. Yes, because not every child is the same. That is true. But I feel that there needs to be some semblance between the children. You know, you can't just let one child get away with bloody murder. And then when the other child does it, you know, you're like maybe more relaxed with your parenting. I think, you know, just being a 90s baby, I feel that parenting today is just very lax as a whole. people just do not enforce the same discipline that I was subject to as a child. Now, I tell you guys, and it is true, you know, my mother was a piss poor mom growing up, and I don't think she's getting any better, honestly. But I say that to say her style of parenting affected me as a child. Now, yes, I have overcome, a lot of the trials and tribulations that she put me through. However, a lot of them I still hold and carry within me, you know. And so, like I say, I'm fooled sometimes thinking like, oh, she's trying to be a better mother right now. But I don't know if that's really true or always the case. It's really important, guys, as parents, to establish strong relationships with our children at a young age while they're young so that they grow up maintaining this bond with us. And I was saying that discipline, I think, is so lax in parenting today. And that really affects a lot of the troubled teens and defiant teens that we see today, because we have these parents who, I mean, for better or worse, like, they just do not whip their children's ass. I think a nice ass whipping, a consistent ass whipping, you know, I got my ass whipped all the time. I was very bad. But it taught me a level of respect and authority. I mean, I wasn't like in and out of jail or anything. We need to get that discipline under control as parents now, because if not, it's only going to lead to jail or worse when some of these kids get older. I definitely was never allowed to backtalk my mom or any adult. I mean, even like kids nowadays, like they just say like, have you on a first name basis. When I was growing up in the 90s, that was considered disrespectful. I had to say Auntie Harriet or Auntie Keisha or Uncle Charles. I couldn't just be like Charles, like as a 7-year-old kid. That was considered disrespect, you know, in my family, because you're a child. You're not on a first name basis with an adult. It's just like with the teacher. You know, you say Mrs. Robinson. You don't call this, you don't say Jane. Jane Robinson, come over here. Like, you know, it's Professor Linker, not Matt. Come over here. Like, you know, this is not our friend. So, and I think that's another issue, but probably for a whole nother conversation, we'll have a different day. That a lot of these parents want to be their kids' friends, and that's what's wrong. That's the problem in itself. You have to be their parent. These little kids in their neighborhood can be their friends. And honestly, I'm naming my baby Elizabeth. I'm gonna be her best friend and tell her really the only friend that counts, because I'm never gonna tell you anything wrong. And I'm always gonna take you everywhere to do all these fun things to expand your mind, your culture, and your just overall perspective on life. You can whoop your kids' ass and they'll still love you later. Like, let me just tell you, I have got kids. I whip their ass. They still want to come over here. And I don't even have any kids yet. So, I mean, discipline, I think, speaks volumes. But anyway, I digress. I want to thank everybody for listening and commenting. Like I said, I did receive an abundance of comments on this topic, but I'm not going to go through them all today. Me and my sister will do a part two to this conversation, because there were more things that we wanted to discuss, such as how we overcame a lot of our issues. But like I said, a lot of them still permanently affect us, which is why I call that episode Permanent Effects of Childhood Trauma. I'm going to take a break, and then I'll be back with your Today in Black History.
What's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A-plus, and my man Oak. You know, he's dope. Yeah. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to up you on how we just chill.
Down the 7 digits, call up Bridget. Her man's a Mitch. Plus, he got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swinging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler. Damn, that's the baddest dog I ever seen. The weather's heating, Cali getting weeded, makes it feel like Maui. Now we feel the good vibration. So many females, so much inspiration.
I get inspired by the blunts too. I'll front you. If you hang with a bunk crew, sure. I roam the strip for bones to pick. When I find one, I'm gonna take her home and quickly do this. Yeah. I need not explain this. Nah. It must be famous, so get the anus.
Hey, miss, who's there? I'm through there, no time to new hair. The flicks it ain't, so get straight. You look great, let's rub down. Oh, rub down, so slay, but later there's the theater. We in the gut, the cinema was mediocre. Take it to the grip so I can stroke.
All right. 93.2 Affinity, a little bit of old school because, you know, being a child in the 90s, I think that, or growing up as a child in the 90s, I think that there was a big difference in the parenting that I see today with these new generation kids. All right. Today in Black History, that is August 31st. Excuse me, guys. That is August 31st, 1935. The first Black manager in Major League Baseball was born. His name was Frank Robinson. That's really amazing. I love learning about new firsts in the Black culture. Okay, so today I feel a strong desire to talk about different types of relationships, in particular, toxic relationships versus affirming relationships. So let's get into it. Toxic relationships, for all of us who turn a blind eye to them, are people around us that do not add value to us. They constantly complain about us. They have nothing positive to say about us or anything that we're doing. You go to a person that you're in a toxic relationship with and you tell them that you want to start a new business, they're going to tell you that that business is dumb because they're toxic. They are not of value to you. They're actually hurting you and hindering you. And I feel a strong need to talk about this because I am really going through some toxic things in my own relationship as a pregnant woman who has a strong desire to be vastly wealthy. I must. My partner and I differ on the levels that we want to obtain in our lives, you know, and I'm starting to think that this may not be an affirming relationship. This may actually be a toxic relationship with, and I'm here to tell you here on TR Tuesdays. So coming from a dysfunctional home, which is why I talk about the parent and child dynamic a lot. Coming from a single mother, my mother had me by a married man. I stated previously before she thought that this married man was going to leave his wife. How sadly mistaken she was. As a result, that definitely had something to do with the mistreatment I received, I'm sure. Because of that, I did not have the best childhood. Then, you know, fast forward to I was placed in foster care. I lived in more than 12 different homes. And I just had a really unstable life. I've been homeless numerous times, hungry numerous times. I've had to steal just to get food and clothes on my back. It's been a rough life. With that said, I don't feel that I went through that and more for no reason. I feel that I must be famous, and not even necessarily famous, more so that my name, it must be known by the world, because Les Brown says that when you die and everybody that you know dies, it is like you have never lived if you didn't do anything significant with your life. So I say famous loosely because I want my name to be known. Like, I don't want my memory to die with me and everybody that I know, if that makes sense to you. You know, I am actively working on a 3-book deal. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I thought it would be a little bit quicker. I'd finish this first coming of age story quicker than I have, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna give up on it. Out of nowhere, I decided that I just cannot work for anybody. Like, I have 2 degrees and I look at the pay for communication degree, and I want to work with children ultimately, do like some sort of outreach program, or one of the things I want to do, so many things, but one of the things I want to do down the line is work with children, right? So there's a lot of things that I'm fighting for to be wealthy. My man, on the other hand, came from a 2-parent household. I like to call Pepperidge Farm family, and I say that as, like, you know, both parents worked. There was money for them to go to college, although my man did not go to college. But there was money for him to go. He was in activities, baseball, swimming. My mom never signed the permission slip for me to do any of that stuff. So for him, where we live now is great. We live in a 3-bedroom house with no backyard, guys, and a front yard. Now, I ain't gonna lie, it's a nice 3-bedroom home, but this is not going to be my last home. So this is where I start to think, this relationship may be toxic to what I want to do. And we have to note that everybody is not going where we're going. A lot of people are scared to die alone, so they will suffer in relationships that do not affirm what, like, it's not in line with their true purpose. Listen, when we all die, only one person can fit in the casket. I just want to let you know. So, moving forward, this level that we are in life, it was good for him. Not for me. I express this on a daily that I must be wealthy. There are so many things I want to do with my life. I need this 3-book deal. I need a outreach program. I'd love to do a shelter because I've been homeless so many times. And a shelter with good food, food that I would eat, like, actually, because I've served at shelters and it's like, dude, would you even eat this shit and you're going to serve it to the public? Like, you know, there are so many things that I have going for me. I have a strong interest, as you see, that's why I do these podcasts, because I'm training myself to be a motivational speaker. I have a strong desire to speak and to speak to the youth and to show them by way of example through myself that you can go through all of these things and you can make it. You can be surrounded by the negativity that is the world and you can push through it and find the positive in the world and overcome and live better than you ever thought that you would live. God will give you dreams better than the dreams that you thought of. You know, imagination is the preview to what is to come. So if something's in your imagination, it's supposed to be. That's the preview to what's going to happen next for you. So, and Albert Einstein said that. So anyways, I tell my man this and I start to realize that, and I express to you guys, I'm in therapy, that my therapist also brought it to my attention that, you know, I think that your partner may be bringing you down. Because he's not building you up. You know, you want to do all these things and he's complacent here in life. You know, he's complacent working for the union. You know, he's complacent not using the skills that he has to go out on his own. You know, he is good with that and you are not. So ultimately, is this a affirming relationship or is this a toxic relationship? Is it making me better? Is it helping me to reach my goals or is it hindering me from reaching my goals? Okay, so, you know, a lot of us, we don't want to just throw people away. A lot of us live in denial. So I'm like, how can I make this toxic relationship better? You may also ask yourself that if you are in one. Okay, I can't work for anybody else. I must run my own business, like, period. So I go, start us a business, really, because I run it and he's an employee, like, literally. So we start this business and I mean, it's going well, like, right off the bat, because little did I know that I have been training to be a business owner my whole life in so many respects, because I was a marketing coordinator. And at the time I was a marketing coordinator, the skills I was learning, I thought, you know, were like, oh, I'm never going to learn this. I'm never going to use this. But they were actually very helpful to me as I run this business. So there are things that we go through in life that we don't understand. Like, why do I have to work this job? There may be something in that job that's going to be so key for you later in your life, you know, and just kind of things like that. So I start this business. It's doing good. It's doing so good. I have 2 people that want me to hire them, even another electrician and an AC technician. Oh, my man. Oh, I don't know if we can expand. We don't have enough clientele to expand. He has an excuse on why I cannot reach this new level of success. Why can't I employ other workers? Why do I have to rely on you as my only electrician? An affirming relationship would encourage me. Yeah, we can do that. We can expand. We can get more clientele. We may not have the clientele to hire 2 more people, but we can go find it. That's an affirming relationship. So let's transition. Affirming relationships are positive ones. They build you up. They help you grow. They nourish you. They nourish your mind. They are peaceful for you. So I can tell you a positive relationship that I have. My best friend, positive relationship. I will come at her with something negative and she will retort it into something positive. Oh, well, this is like the silver lining that. For example, it has been hell trying to find proper OBGYN care. I have been honestly very negative about the whole experience because it's been a hell of an experience. And, you know, although I preach positivity to you and I listen to positive messages and read positive books every single day, the world is so negative that you do get caught in the realm of negativity. I know I'm not going to lie to you and just say I'm positive 100% of the time. No, I'm not. I'm actually pretty negative because I've had a very negative life. That is why I have to instore positivity into my mind by talking about positive things to you, listening to positive messages. I have to retrain my mind. That is what I'm doing right now. I am retraining my mind. So anyway, this OBGYN experience has been a tumultuous one. And so I'm like, you know, I'm just going to get a midwife and have a home birth. You know, I just basically hope I don't die. And I tell my best friend and she's like, this is going to be a better experience for you. You know, like there's a reason why you went through that experience with the OBGYNs. Like maybe you're supposed to have this midwife, you know, like this is probably where you're supposed to be. She can turn any negative into a positive. That's an affirming person to be around. That's somebody you want to always be around. Somebody is that is going to nourish you and affirm you that when you're down, they're going to take you by the hand and lift you up. I have another friend, Promise, who you guys heard from. Me and Promise talked about interpersonal relationships. If you haven't listened to that podcast, please check that out. And, you know, I'm expressing the same thing. Like, you know, I'm just so over this shitty OBGYN care in here. Like, you know, and she texts me like every day, like, oh, are you okay? Are you feeling better? You know, have you found care for the baby? You know, like, this is a person that's like, I know you're sad, but I'm not going to let you wallow in pity. I'm going to make sure that you know that I'm here for you and I'm going to check on you every day. You have to surround yourself with positive people, people who want the best for you, even when you don't want the best for yourself, because sometimes you're going to give up on yourself. Sometimes I give up on myself, but then I have to come back and look at myself and who I am and what I've been through and say, you're fucking Tiara Christopher. You have been through hell and back. You can do anything. You are living proof that you can be anything. So we have to look at ourselves and say, who are we? What do I want to accomplish? What do I want to do? Is this an affirming relationship that I'm in? Are these affirming people around me that I'm surrounded by? Or are these negative, toxic people that are draining my energy, that are not building me up, but they're tearing me down slowly but surely? We have to ask ourselves that. The closest people to us, what are they doing to us? Am I growing because of this relationship? Or am I drowning in this relationship? Very important. I know I gave you a lot to think about, so I am going to take another break and I will be back with more. Right now, though, I'm going to give you some hip hop, a little bit more upbeat.
Turn me up. Turn me up. Literally. Damn, turn me up. This back clothes going to another, we ain't going home. Yeah, broke off spot, keep my spot, never be alone. Yeah, she know that I'm rich, tryna start a business, say she need a loan. Yeah, big dog status, smelling like a bitch, shawty got it on. Yeah, feds might be listening, so I switch your phone. This bitch trippin', say I did it wrong. V12 pins, hit it, then I'm gone. Knock a nigga off, put it in a song. Sorry, Father God, no, I'm living wrong. I ain't coming back, they know that I'm gone. Super tall, smashing, I be in my zone. Shawty super thick, down I took it off. Thinking with my dick, down I wrist it off. Quarter minute lease, in my wrist involved. Check out my garage, I got every car. I get dope money, never did a fraud. It was in my account, never had a car. I made it out of trap, nigga living large. I was working hard, never had a job. Keep him in the house, shawty like a rock. Big stone like I'm Nelly. I'm going back and forth.
could have spit it. You can get pissed on after I kill it. My bitch thick like Keisha, I'm feeling. If I give you this dick, don't split on titty. Niggas stealing my drip like, where is my credit? Don't need no script, don't need no edit. Don't need no script, don't need no edit. I'm rocking big stone like I'm Nelly. Don't go back and fuck it, that's pretty. You can get pissed on after I kill it. My bitch thick like Keisha, I'm feeling. If I give you this dick, don't split on titty. Niggas stealing my drip like, where is my credit? Don't need no script, don't need no edit. Don't need no script, don't need no edit.
I don't need no edit or nothing. I ain't finna fight for credentials. Somebody get a baby credit or something.
Let's go.
I just got off a flight with two pistols.
Yeah,
I just beat down that hoe with her face on the floor. I bet that nigga like when she kisses. He ain't nothing to play with. He gifted.
Nope.
I just had court today. They dismissed it.
Yeah.
Niggas asking about baby. That nigga on go.
No, I ain't gotta say that. He itch.
Don't get that for a reason to draw down. Nigga know how we play. We lay law down. Just called his little bae and my DM came over to see me. I'm all in the jaw now. Like to say I'm the prettiest shot. Little nigga hoes ask me, do I do my eyebrows? I don't look at the tag when I shop. I just grab what I want and I buy what I buy now. When they put on my motherfucking song, everyone get along, make them all get a line now. I just went and did the...
All right, welcome back. You are listening to TR Tuesdays. Sorry if that was a little bit longer break than normal, but I am a business owner. I get calls and inquiries all day. I got two phones like Kevin Gates. Maybe I should have played that. I got two phones, one for problem solved and one for myself. All right, guys, it has been a great conversation here on TR Tuesdays. Let's just do a recap. Today we discussed comments and feedback on the episode I did with my sister regarding permanent effects of childhood trauma and the effects that one can have from being, you know, severely traumatized as a child through insufficient parenting, you know, for lack of a better word. Then I shared my perspective and my personal perspective, that is, on toxic and affirming relationships, nourishing relationships. It's very important, guys, that we get these toxic, negative people out of our lives. Energy drainers is what Les Brown calls them. Draining all our energy. It takes a lot of energy to be successful. It takes a lot of energy to reach your goal. It takes a lot of energy to do that and grow a baby. I know. I'm writing a book. I'm running a business. I'm speaking. And I'm growing a human. And I'm trying to grow myself. Okay, so we're going to end today's show with our I am affirmations per usual. But first, I have to tell you where to find me. If you like what you are hearing, please DM me on Instagram and let me know. That's at TRL Christopher. That's TIARALCHRISTOPHER. Or comment on Apple Podcasts. Just type in TR Christopher into the search bar and let me know what you think. Please let me know which guest has been your favorite guest and who you want to return. We've had Kendra Crump, Miss Promise, Gigi, Lanisha. Who would you like for me to see come back? Oh, we had Key as well. Let me know who you want to hear from. And do not forget that I am running my own handyman electrical business here in Las Vegas area. So if you need a sub panel, a Tesla charger, or a ceiling fan installed, please contact me on Yelp, type in problem solved, or find me on Facebook at Tiara Blair. That's T-I-A-R-A, Blair, B-L-A-I-R. And you can book me, not today because I'm booked, but my next availability is Friday. So do reach out to me for your handyman home repair needs. And don't forget that I do not own the rights to any of today's music or any music that I've used in the past or will use in the future. If you're not following me on Instagram, you are slipping. Go ahead right now, type in TRL Christopher on Instagram and start following me. You know, you can also find me on Spotify, Brinker, Overcast, Anchor, pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts. And of course, I accept donations, so please feel free to shoot your girl a donation on Anchor. All you gotta do is type in anchor.fm/TR92. And click the support button, and TR is open for all your donations. All right, as always, we're going to do a quote before I lead you into today's affirmations. If you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow. Friedrich Nietzsche. Today's affirmations are in line with our positive relationships that we need to be pursuing in our lives. These meditations are to help you attract positive people and surround yourself with relationships that affirm your needs and your goals. Let's begin. I am strong. I am capable. I am attracting success. I am attracting positive people into my life. I am in vibration with prosperous individuals. I am surrounding myself with nourishing relationships. I have good company all around me. I am successful. I am happy. I am an amazing human being. I am living in my purpose. I am affirming all my needs, wants, and desires. I am surrounding myself with people who encourage me. I love myself. I thank myself for taking this time to honor my mind, body, and spirit. Thank you for listening.